Parshas Bechukosai Shvi Perakov Zayin Pasuk Test Zayin Yvei Misadeach Uzasol Yakdish Ish Lashem. If a person dedicates a field of his ancestry to Hashem, by Erkechol Fizaro, and the Zayin should be according to how much plants and seeds there are. Zera Chomer Saorim V'Chamishim Shekel Kasef. The sowing of a Chomer of barley should be valued at 50 shekels of silver. Rashi says, by Erkechol Fizaro, look fi Shabyo. Look at that according to its value. Regardless of the fact that it actually produces more yield or less, it's going to be the same value in hektish. Base core or in the if it's a base core which has 50 of sorim of a base core of sorim, that will be evaluated at 50 shkalim. That's what the Torah says. That's assuming that there's 50 years of yovel left. That's the 50 years until the next Yovel, that's the beginning of the cycle. So, if you want to redeem it in the middle of that time, you should evaluate it one Sela and a little bit of Punjon for the year. Because the Hekdesh only goes until Yovel. If you redeem it, good. If you don't redeem it, the Gizbar sells it to someone else. So then it goes to the buyer until the Yovel, like other fields that are sold. And when it leaves his hand, it goes to the Kohan now. Of that Mishmar where Yovel comes, then divide it. This is the Mishmar which is ruled by people who redeem fields. Explain the Pesukim. If a person dedicates his field from the year of the Yovel, according to the value, if he passed over a year of the Yovel and then he redeemed it, he has to evaluate it and he wants to redeem it right away. You have to evaluate it according to the above mentioned value, which is 50 kesef. If it's after Yovel and he sanctifies his field, the coin is to evaluate the value according to the remaining years until Yovel, and then subtract it according to that value. Rashi says, similarly, if it was makdish from the year of Yovel, and it was in the hands of the Gizbar, then this person wanted to redeem it after that Yovel, after the Yovel. You have to value it according to the approximate time remaining for Yovel, according to that ratio. For 49 years, you have 50 shekel, because then Yovel, you have one shekel for 49 years. And the remaining shekel is divided amongst all the other 49 years. Bas shekel mem chas punjon, and a shekel is in fact 48 punjonim. Hari sela punjon l'shana. It must mean that we're talking about a sela plus an extra punjon el shechaser punjon achalakum, because but every single one is every single number is missing a little bit of a punjon. Amir Rav Sinan the Chazal say she'osu punjon kibel. Kiblon L'Protos, this is actually extra punjon, which is not necessary, because it should just be a sela and not an extra punjon. That's for the money changers' break. And if one wants to redeem a field during those extra years, he must give a sela and a punjon for each to those years that remain in the Yovel years. Subtract the years from the Yovel until the time of the redemption. If one dedicates a field, he'll redeem it. I mean, he's makdish a field and he wants to redeem it. And he pays a fifth of the money and it remains with him. The redeemer who was also the makdish, he has to separate an extra fifth to that value. If he doesn't redeem the field, if he sells the field, he cannot redeem it anymore. And actually says, imachar gizbor as a son of the shachar, meaning the makdish, the one who sanctifies it, doesn't redeem. And if the gizbor of the hakdish sells it, lo yigal ol b'shulia hamik makdish, the owner, the makdish, cannot get it back. And this field that leaves on yovel kodesh Hashem is a kodesh Hashem, k'se'acherim, like a field devoted, a kohen tia chuzasal, which should be owned to the kohen. The moment that it's taken from the gizbar, like the same way that other fields that go out from the owners on Yovel, this will go out of the hands of the gizbar. It's not saying that it should go to the hands of the gizbar. It's like a sod of cherem, which goes to the Kohanim, Shemar, Kocherem, Beisrael, L'choyeh, Avzat, Tischalik, L'Kohanim, Sh'Oso, Mishmar, Shem, Kippur, Sh'Yovel, Yovel, Pokeyevo. So you're to the Kohanim of that group, where Yom Kippur falls on the Yovel, they get this field, and they get this field that goes to the Kohen if it was not redeemed. Pasuk Chobezvim, Asasada, Miknaso, Asherlum, Sinechos, Asogak, Nishashem. And now we're talking about a field that it was purchased, those bought, but is not owned by the person, not by ancestrally. Rashi says, "Chilek yish bein sadeh mikneh se'achuzo." The difference between the sadeh mikneh se'achuzo, stay mikneh, lo b'schalik kohanim biyovel. A field that is acquired will not be divided to kohanim and yovel. Fisha ini yachol lahakisha el ad yovel, because you can't redeem it until viyovel. Sure biyovel haisa asida, let's say, miyado, v'lashav lebalim, because in yovel it's going to return and then return to the owners. So you can only be back to that extent. If you want to redeem, you go b'dam halalu haktsuv l'sanachuz. So you have to redeem with that value according to the stechuz value. Im loygal v'yimachar legizbar la'acher v'migal hu v'shas yovu yoshuv asadet asher l'koneo me'oso oso sheik bisha. And if you didn't redeem it and it was sold or someone else got it, then automatically it would be returned. Upen tomar, maybe you'll say l'asher koneo l'okechaz ha'achon me'oso. Maybe it means you should return to the guy who last bought it, not the original guy. It has to go back to the original owners, the owners of the ancestral plot. These are the first owners before the second person was makdish his stay mikneh. The coin shall reckon to him the worth of the valuation until the year of Yovel. The value should be Kodesh Hashem. Rashi says, there is no Rashi. During the year of Yovel, you should return the field. You should return to him from whom it was bought. Asher lo, achuz azar is one who has the ancestral rights of the land. And the entire value yet b'shekel kodesh should be with the shekel kodesh. Asum ger yeh shekel, 20 ger shekel. Rashi says b'chol yeh b'shekel kodesh kol erech shekasu b'shkalim yeh b'shekel kodesh. Anytime it says which shkalim by erechin, it means holy shkalim. Asum ger, which means asum ma'os, $20, 20 ma'os. Kach hayu mechila la'acher ul'acher mikan hosif hashas. Originally that was the value. Then they added a sixth. V'amr shish me'a kesef dinar. Six me'a of kesef equals a dinar, chavta al ma'os, the sala. 24 ma'os is a sala. They add an extra fifth to make that value 24 ma'os, a sala. Pasul chavav, ach b'chor asher yivikar l'ashem ve'ehima le'akdish asol adam asol, m'shor m'se l'ashem hu. The only firstborn among animals which is made kodesh l'ashem, not, and no man may dedicate it, whether an ox or a sheep, it's Hashem. It belongs to Hashem. Rashi says, no other man can sanctify it for another purpose, but it still has kedusha, the kedusha of Bechor. Pasuk chavzayin ve'imbei behema tameya hatameya ufora be'erkecha. And if it's an unclean animal, and they'll buy it back, they'll redeem it back its value. Gesef chamishu sola, and they add a fifth to it. If you don't redeem it, it'll be sold according to your value. Rashi says, because we're not talking about Bechor anymore. That was the previous pasuk. It doesn't make sense to say we're talking about a Bechor that you're redeeming the non-kosher animal with the value of a erech of 5 sela, because the Petach Hamor is only redeemed with a seh. And it's a gift to the Kohen and not Hekdesh. Elakasa Musav al Hekish, rather the Torah is referring to Hekdish examples. Should be Dibra Lamala the Pidjan Behema Torah, which we discussed earlier about redeeming a pure animal. Kandibar, we're talking about an animal that was sanctified for the Bedek Abayas, who put it back that the owner can redeem it, according to the Kohen's evaluation. Im lo yigael al deha ba'alim, if the owners do not redeem it, the nimkar ba'akacha la'achirim, and then it can be sold its value to other people. Pasuk chavchas. Ach kolcherim, however, notwithstanding, no devoted thing, asher yacharim, which should be devoted, or which asher yacharim ish la'ashem, that a person devotes to Hashem, we call asher lo from anything that he has, me'adam u'behema, from a person to an animal, misirei achuza, so, or from his ancestral lands, lo yimacher v'lo yigael. It should not be sold. It should be sold or redeemed. None of them shall be sold or redeemed. Kol cherim, kol pashim hu l'Hashem. Anything devoted is most holy to Hashem. Rashi says, "Ach kol cherim nachakur abasina b'davar." The Chazalim are dispute of this in this pasuk. Yish amru stam charam charam im lahekdish. Some say when a person makes a nether for cherim, it means it's going to hekdish. Uma ani mekayim kol cherim b'Yisrael l'chayya. Does it mean that the cherim goes to the Jews? The cherim kohanim, that the cherim for the kohen shapir shomer. He explicitly said, "Here is the cherim of the kohen. This goes to the kohen." Yisham rustam cherim of the kohen. Some argue the opposite, that a stam cherim goes to the kohen. Loi mecher v'loi geel el yinatin the kohen. It doesn't be sold. Doesn't mean it doesn't be redeemed. It's given to the kohen. The devri haomer stam cherim of the kohen. But according to the opinion that says that the stam cherim goes to a kohen, mefarish. This is not a specific cherim. It's any type of cherim goes to the kohen. But Omer stam cherim am lebedek abayis. But the one who says that a cherim goes to the bedek abayis, the farish mikra zeh becharmi kohen. The Torah is talking about a specific example. Shakom od becharmi kohen sheim lehem pidjon as shiavo lidya kohen becharmi gavoa niftim. Everyone agrees that if you're making a cherim to the kohen explicitly, then you need to have it go to the kohen to be redeemed. But a cherim to Hashem automatically can be redeemed. It doesn't have to be, it's not stam cherim. Kol cherim kodesh kodeshim hu. Ha'omer stam cherim levedek abayis may be by mikan. The people who hold that stam cherim goes to the bedek abayis. This is the biggest proof that it's called kodesh kodeshim. Ha'omer stam cherim lekohen. The one who says that a stam cherim goes to the kohen, so he reads like this. Mefarish kol cherim kodesh kodeshim levedek abayis may be by mikan. Ha'omer stam cherim lekohen. The one who says that it tells us that the cherim of the kohen goes and even kosher kashim kosher kalam vinosim the koni, and you have to give the carpet to a kohen. Kamosha shenina b'mseches arachin. If the other yitina samav on a dava nosim as tovasa. If you make a neder, you have to give its value, and if it's an adava, you have to bring it as a carbon. You have to give its value, like its value that could be used. Pasuk chav tes kocher masher yacharam. No one devoted who shall be devoted from among men shall be ransomed. He shall surely be put to death. Rashi says, means specifically a person is going to die. My value, his value is on me. Means nothing because he's dead. He's dying. Therefore, you don't have to redeem him. He has no value. He has no erich value. Pasuk Lamed, all meister of the land, whether the seed of the land or the fruit of the trees is Hashem's, it is holy to Hashem. Rashi says, "Chol meister arz from meister sheni nakos medar." Talking about meister sheni, mizar arz dagan from Greek grain, mepia aitz tirosh v'yitzar, like wine and oil. Hashem who kanu laHashem, Hashem acquired it. U'mishulchanu tziva l'chol la'alos la'achlo b'Yerushalayim. From his table, he commands you to go and eat it in Yerushalayim. K'mashenemar v'chatul neHashem, ma'asav degoncha. You have to eat for Hashem, your meister. Pasuk Lamed Aleph, Imigal Gaol Yigal Ishmi Masrocha Misho. So Yosef, if a person wants to redeem his Meiser, he has to add a fifth to it. Rashi says, "Me Masroch Lo Meiser Chaveru," meaning not his friends. Hapod the Meiser Shini Shachaveru in Mosu Chomesh. One who is redeeming the Meiser Shini of his friends does not add a fifth. Amahu Gaol. Also, Kedivah Tir Ba'Achil B'Chomakum. The redemption is to allow it to be eaten anywhere. Hamosi Alel B'Yochal B'Yerushalayim, and its money is brought to Yerushalayim. Kamash Nemar Yonatad the Kesef. You have to give that value. All tits, all meiser of the karbanos, the herds or flock, whatever passes under the rod, the tenth shall be holy to the kohen. Rashi says, "Tachas hashavet, k'shavol la'asron, motzion mepesach, Zahazah. When a person wants to give a tenth of Meiser from animals, he has to pass through an opening one after the other. And the tenth one is hit with a staff which has red ink to make it recognizable that it's Meiser. That's what they do with every animal throughout the years. So it's kodesh to be brought from the mizbeach for its meat and its blood and its selected parts to be burnt. And the owners eat the meat. Because there's no indication that this has to be given to the kohen. It's not part of the matanos kohuna. You should not search whether it is good or bad, or should be changed, because if he does change it at all, then both it and that which was changed is holy, it should not be redeemed. Rashi says, no matter which state, never is redeemed. If it's not a balmum, you bring it as a carbon. If it's a balmum, you have to eat it in the house. If it's that in the coin, for ma'aser behima, hanayah shalkum. In both these things, the coin has no benefit from the hana of the ma'aser behima. But b'chor, now we're loyf devinim karhu, ba'koin, halakol, ochol, ba'kudushas, over here, right? The b'chor, but by the b'chor, in the other cases, you can't redeem it, you have to sell it. The coin eats its value. Loyf akar, l'fish namar, kom, l'char, n'jrichan, yachol, yiborir, umotzi, esay, yachol, tamalom, loyf akar, you might have thought you find it by kabonis nidarim. We care about the best. So maybe you should do the same thing. Answer is, whether it's right for carbon as a tam, or it's a balmum, it can't be used as a carbon, it has a kedusha. Not that you can't necessarily, can't be used as a carbon, not that you can offer it, but rather has some form of kedusha, and you can't have it sheared, you can't have it worked, but as pitaras maiser, pasul amadal, il mitos asher, siva hashem, es moshe, ben esof har sinai. These are the commandments that Hashem commanded Moshe to the Jews at Har Sinai.